This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United Nations says that two-thirds of Gaza's 2.3 million people have been made homeless as Israel's war with Hamas in the Gaza Strip continues.
We are witnessing a killing of civilians that is unparalleled and unprecedented in any conflict since I am Secretary General.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. The White House says that it is closer than ever to a deal to release the more than 230 hostages held by Hamas, but it did not have an update to share, according as of Monday.
Indonesian hospital has come under Israeli attack after the Shifa hospital last week. VOA asked the White House about the attacks on hospitals. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby.
We don't want to see hospitals as battlegrounds. We don't want to see firefights in hospitals. Now, as we've also said, at least when it comes to Al-Shifa, I don't have any intelligence on this Indonesia hospital, but at Al-Shifa, we did have intelligence that corroborated the Israeli claims that Hamas was using it as a command and control node.
Kirby said the problem for Israel is trying to balance that reality with the fact that Hamas uses hospitals as shields for its fighters. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
China's top diplomat welcomed four Arab foreign ministers and the Indonesian one to Beijing, saying his country would work with our brothers and sisters in the Arab and Islamic world to try to end the war in Gaza as soon as possible. The ministers from Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Jordan, the Palestinian Authority, and Indonesia chose to start a tour of world capitals in Beijing, a testament to both China's growing geopolitical influence and its longstanding support for the Palestinians. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin continued a visit to Ukraine on Monday and met with its president, Volodymyr Zelensky, to reassure Ukrainian leaders the United States will continue to support the country in its fight against Russia. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb is traveling with the secretary.
Austin praised Zelensky's leadership during the nearly two-year war, which began in February 2022 when Russia illegally invaded Ukraine. After the meeting, Austin announced another aid package for Ukraine to include more munitions and an additional HIMARS artillery rocket system. He also met with Ukrainian troops who had fought on the front lines near Bakhmut. Drone attacks over the weekend caused power outages in hundreds of towns. Some of the drones also targeted here in Kyiv, but Ukrainian officials say all the drones launched at the capital were shot down. Reporting in Kyiv, I'm Carla Babb, VOA News.
Innovations in food production could alleviate hunger for millions of people, according to Britain, which hosted a global summit on food insecurity on Monday.
Somalia is among the countries worst hit by food insecurity. Some 113,000 people have been forced to flee their homes after extreme rainfall caused extensive flooding in recent days. The floods come a year after Somalia suffered its worst drought in 40 years. The Somali president was among the delegates attending the Global Food Security Summit in London on Monday. The host, British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, said mobilizing global finance and partnerships to drive innovation would alleviate food insecurity. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
More than 200 people have been convicted in Italy's maxi trial involving a powerful crime syndicate.
The Italian tribunal has convicted 207 people and sentenced them to a combined 2,100 years in prison on charges related to their membership in Italy's 'Ndrangheta organized crime syndicate. It's one of the world's most powerful, extensive, and wealthy drug trafficking groups. It took an hour and 40 minutes to read the court's lengthy verdict. Prosecutors say the group holds almost a monopoly on cocaine importation in Europe and has bases in North and South America and is active in Africa. The drama unfolded in a bunker-style courtroom in the southern Calabria region where the mob organization was originally based. I'm Norman Hall.
You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.